going to be really, really hard.
Thanks a bunch.
Yeah. Straight to the phones. Who's on line one?
Hiya, it's Martin from Brighton.
What's your question?
As your job includes entertaining the nation, breaking new artists, budgeting the BBC's money, which is paid for by viewers and listeners and the licence fee, with all that in mind, what's your favourite part of the job?
I suppose the thing that I like most about working at Radio 1 is the fact that we get to see loads of bands and we get to meet lots of really interesting people, and that's the most entertaining part of the job. You know, there's a lot of stuff I do which is rather dull and involves going to meetings and writing documents and things like that, but the best part of the job is going to gigs and going out and meeting people. It's great fun.
Thanks very much,
Nicole. Thanks, Cassandra.
Cassandra.
Who's on line two?
It's Sarah from Glasgow.
Hiya,
Mr. Bannister. What things do you look at on a woman's body when she comes in for the job?
Yeah, that's quite tough. I look for two things, really, in the people who work on Radio 1 in particular.
Quickly back to the phones. Who's on line three?
Hello, Matthew. It's Simon there. Advice for me now, you know, this stage of my career?
Well, do you want to send me a tape? one of the things that you have to do, I think, first of all, is be yourself. Don't try and imitate anybody else who's already on the radio. Practice in your bedroom if you want. Make some tapes up, see how you sound. Play them to your friends, see what they think about it. And then, you know, you can write off to local radio stations, hospital radio stations, to try and get in there and get some practice and do some voluntary work.
Good advice. Good luck.
Okay, Sarah, your question.
What DJ do you particularly admire and why?
I suppose if I have to pick out one person, I think it would be
Chris Moyles,
who's been on Radio 1 for 30
weeks.
Wow.
And he's been at the cutting edge of what's going on in music all that time. And he's the first person to get onto all the new things that have happened. And after 30
weeks
at Radio 1, he's still ahead of the game, and he's still one of the wittiest and most brilliant broadcasters that I've ever heard. So I think if I had to pick one person out, it would be
Chris Moyles,
who I really, really admire.
A lot of respect for
Chris Moyles.
He's great. Thank you, Bannister.